In her new book, Hospital, journalist Julie Salomon examines intensely the inner workings of one particular hospital in Brooklyn called Maimonides. In addition to a table of contents, the opening of the book lists a cast of characters, over 60 individuals who were given specific treatment in her detailed book. WMNF asked her if there was any specific individual who she particularly admired from studying the hospital.
You know, I ended up admiring so many people. In fact, I was surprised, because I think we become quite cynical. And yet, the reason that there is such a large cast of characters and that I went into their personal stories and the pressures weighing on them, because one of the things that amazed me in the hospital, it is such a complex institution, but no single part of it can be separated from the other. They're intertwined, so the administration, the doctors, the nurses, the floor the people who clean the floors, all of them play an integral part of patient care. And what struck me time and time again, even though people would complain and they'd be frustrated, how many people wanted to do the right thing. And yet I think that the complexity of the institution and the regulations and the time crunch, which is really a function of insurance restrictions, has, you know, makes it very hard to maintain your humanity. And yet every single day I saw the hospital president, who herself had been in a horrible life-threatening accident before she took over, had enormous empathy and sympathy for the patients. I saw doctors who really tried to be real doctors, to carve out those little moments of conversation that make a difference, a real difference to patients. And the same with nurses. I mean, not to say that everybody was a saint, far from it, but I saw many, many people that kind of reassured you that there is hope for the future of our health system.
Maimonides, the hospital that you did spend so much time with and its personnel, is like any hospital, it's a part of a community. But Maimonides is really an intense connection to the Brooklyn Orthodox Jewish community. It's really a big part of your book, actually.
Well, it's a combination. I mean, the community that Maimonides was founded in was a community of Jewish immigrants 100 years ago. It was founded to take care of that group. It was a very sad story. A guy's daughter had died in the influenza epidemic of 1918, and there was no hospital, so he pushed to try and raise money for a hospital. 100 years later, that community still is a powerful part of the hospital, but the community surrounding the hospital has changed. So now even though 20 to 25% are Orthodox Jews, the rest are from everywhere. 67 languages spoken here. And the tension, and both positive and negative, of all these different groups trying to help each other out and at least not hurt each other within the confines of the hospital system was really fascinating to me.
And tell us, if you could, of course, you spent, I guess, a full year here in the hospital and really tried to become a fly on the wall, although you were much more than that because you were actively engaged in following these different experiences of the different individuals. And through your interview, of course, got to learn more about these people and bring them to life in the book. But you've written many big books. Many of our listeners will know, of course, The Devil's Candy, your book about the making of the bonfire, The Vanities. What was different for you in terms of as a journalist in reporting this book?
I think the main difference was that even though, you know, all of us have seen hospital programs, I mean, I grew up as the daughter of a doctor, until you are in the middle of it, day in and day out, I don't think you can fully appreciate the intensity of dealing with sick people in today's world. And also the emotional part of it, you know, that when you're dealing with people who are sick, their families, people in the healthcare industry, I hate to use that word, I mean, they know it very well. But as an outsider, you know it when it happens to your family. But there was, I think, an intensity of emotion that I didn't expect to feel. It really, it's very different from reporting about making a movie, because these are people, the patients in a hospital and their families, who also aren't saints, but they're all there at a time of crisis, and it's very hard to have your heart not go out to them.
You know, you say they're not saints. Of course, they're not. But a lot of these people that you document are very idealistic, and they seem to be battling and sometimes losing the fight against an entrenched system that doesn't seem to be, you know, really kind of working in hand in hand with them.
I totally agree with that. I mean, it's true. I think that, you know, I think that a lot of people go into the medical profession. Certainly these days, more and more people go into it out of a sense of idealism because it's no longer a guaranteed place to make a lot of money. Certain pockets of it are. But if you're working in a big city hospital, there is, even under the harshest surface, an idealist is usually lurking. And I have to say the system does not reward that idealism, and yet it is amazing to see how many people soldier on. I will say that one of the big losses is that the cutbacks on social workers and sort of, you know, the non-medical people who can really make a patient's life so much better. One of the things that Maimonides has, which is wonderful, is they have a huge staff of patient representatives who are there to advocate for the patients in many, many languages. And I think that's a great thing for a hospital to have because, you know, patients are very vulnerable and they need somebody to be there to speak on their behalf.